the frisky drum hangs and see me bond him out. Still more pressure, the fire about for the cannabis we smoke. Plus my free meditation was at a topic door. Yo, with a ball and let them know. Them can't stop me flow. My disease don't let me out of hydroponics, I am low. The mistake is schizophrenic. Lock me up in the clink, I said to kill body, mind to myself, say me psychopathic. Yo, manic and depression, a stage of transition. In the chambers of the mind, man watch out for delusion. Twisty manifestation in this dirty mission. Iris over mind in the flesh, all these functions. Be me out up in the two of me to rest upon my hand. To yard up in the true of me to rest upon the hand. Burns the evil religion, I mighty living man. The omniscient mind transcend all space and time. Coming from the astral plane, I'm bringing light to the blind. I always pray, hey, for I start my day. That I don't have to lick a foolish heart today. But in life, yo, them underestimate. The ice of warrior, them shoulda never underrate. My Naya drum helps to free the stress. Tonics and vegetation, fever jolts the mess. Island nest I possess, that is my swag. I vinize it, makes all my sins a pass. If I some prayers, it's supplication, no perpetration. One is with the most high, that be my meditation. So pass me the cannabis for this transmutation. Quasi sus, in the actualization, a diploma for unity in my community. Pushing like food, they lose them immunity. Born insanity, calling calamity, and all this vanity. Now when I look around the world, what do I see? Deceit, falsehood, greed, lies, and vanity. No man can, friend can, sucker them my enemies. Everything I do, y'all them laugh and slander me. Many times I fall, but now I'm mighty in my liberty. Way up in these heights, I'm giving thanks for the purity. Steady burning flames, so these haters can't approach me. They'll feel the way them heart, dirty, dirty, so be it. Never like to move, I tell them clean, smelly belly. The bag of worms, them will say I'm mad and I'm crazy.
Back to the flow when we go in, and then we're taking time out. Now you know that we're nowhere, and then we're rolling, we go in.
I see where I get it. Two feelings drove off. Hey, pop them off. Or too long, them take out your knife, we stop. Yo, them think we stop. Them think we stop. Look all them chicken trap and trap, we double cross. I see the double cross. I still want the fraud. Hey, buyers and liars and special agents. Set up the ghetto, you be stop, we herb trend. Yo, but we not gon' bend, see me free, we birthright. Defy your life, when these herbs are dim my eyes. From inner optics, I see Babylon. Them system about to crash up because them so dumb corrupt. I'm indigenous, one with the elements. Nature, one with the trees, the kingdom of trees.
You know, I tell myself in every situation, if you can imagine, like something I practiced on when I was younger that I helped you today, it's hard to get really good at it, basically, you imagine a goal that you want to accomplish, and you try and imagine the one sentence that would make it possible, like what's the one thing you would have to say that would make it possible, like how do you link where you're at to where you want to be, like, package, like, what would you be doing in the moment, like, what would you be doing in your finest moments, and in those moments, like, how would you act, and then practice those moments until all those moments become your only moments.
You know how I got like this? I acted like this for all the years that I was in prison. I sat at a table similar to this. I would go collect books from the library. I would find something to write with, and I sat there and I created. Lyrics. 80% of all the songs that I written was written in prison. Even that one that I just sung, they say, if everybody know, call me no move, like I was in the mental hospital. You know what I'm saying? Double freaking jeopardy in an 8x12. And the only thing that I had was the ability to tell myself that I wasn't what they were saying that I was. And I wrote it. So what I am is the fulfillment of them writings. You know what I'm saying? To where it multiply. Everything you just said is this. That's the culmination of it. You feel what I'm saying? Starting, you know, with nothing.
in them situations, you know what you got? You got a uniform, two pair of underwear, two pair of socks, two t-shirts, and a pair of state boots, bruh. And you living out of a box for the whole time you there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can add them to that, what they start you off with, Nick. You know what I'm saying? You can add unto what they start you off with, but they start you off with the basic fundamentals. A room, a mat, a sheet, a washcloth, a towel, two pair of socks, two underwear, two t-shirts, a uniform, and a pair of state boots. What you gonna do?
You're gonna be a more sane person in some sense. Somebody that grew up with television, computers, cell phones, distractions. Like you're gonna be a more focused person.
Exactly. You're going to get like, disciplined.
That whole team of people is more focused. And has there ever been a president, like, pardoned a prisoner?
Yeah.
When was the last time that happened?
I think it was in Reagan. It was in office.
The first if any of the presidential nominees, like, if the next person running for president, if they were like, look, if you elect me president, I'll go pardon. We'll go have a committee put together. We're going to figure out who we're going to pardon. Like the pardon committee.
Why?
What?
And why?
Why
are they being pardoned? Why are they being pardoned?
Like just to help them get people out of prison faster program.
Right.
Like, no, let's take it a little bit more seriously than that. Like, you're still a human being, but why did you do that committee? Or why did you do that to me committee? Something like that.
You know what should be given to the people that...
You're old enough to run that. Realistically, you are old enough to run, dude. If you want to put your energy towards that, you can be like, hey, I can run for Congress. I can run for mayor of local community. You can run for city council. You can get in like that.
Well, it first starts with philanthropic work. That's what making... Getting first comfortable with the community.
Yeah.
And many organizations that, you know, many people that are in places of Congress don't even know that's even going on in these communities. You get what I'm saying? Because they ran for a position that could get them in a place of power to do certain things, but they didn't do it. You feel what I'm saying? This is the other side of the equation, you know what I'm saying? So, first, actually being active, proactive in addressing the needs, you know, without that position of so-called prestige, you know. So then if that position of prestige would be for, like, a person like myself, it would be earned, very well earned, because I would do some things for prisoners, hospitals, you know what I'm saying, the school systems, you know what I'm saying, job forces, for real, man, because they got the power to do that. There's a lot of unnecessary stuff going on just because of the people that's in leadership.
I spoke with an Air Force lieutenant. Not a lieutenant, but just like an AWAC pilot. He was letting me know that he told me aliens exist, man. and he works. And he's an Air Force. He's an Air Force radar pilot. He might have been lying. It doesn't seem like the type to lie. My brother got married this weekend.
Oh. And from that wedding, we made a movie. Or the script.
Yeah.
The script.
We're going to put the style of food fight. We're going to take like the wedding footage, and then we're going to add some scenes to it, and then we're going to have like a giant food fight. It's like, yeah, like that's how it's going to end.
Does he hear the idea? And get hit with a dumpster sour cheesecake.
I would get hit with a dumpster sour cheesecake. You could just be like, and I would sit there and be like, tasty. Because it would be. Because the dumpster sour cheesecake, good. Like, playing a keyboard while you do it. You could throw a cheesecake, like a sun fruit sour cheesecake, there, like hit the side of the head, like playing a keyword.
Yeah. So you never played it back, the mail ordering system?
I couldn't figure out.
Oh, that's cool.
Because normally I just, I do it for this, like I just download the files when I get home. And as far as I've gotten.
So, you know, in this space age, 2011, I'm actually doing the same thing that I was doing 19 years ago. Just more intense.
Which means you're really good at doing those things.
Yeah. It's what works. It's core, called core competence. I can't do something I'm not good at. You know, it don't make no sense of wasting time doing it.
That's why you got to start with business. And that's why you've got someone like me interested in what you had to say. Like, you fit into a lot, you answer a lot of questions that a lot of people have. Like, hows, whys, this and that.
How was your day, Taylor?
It was pretty nice. Or, well, no, it was tiring. I was very sleepy. I was ready to go by like 9 o'clock. I'm dead sick all day. Yeah. I was learning new, something new, so it was fun at the same time. Your day? Good, that's what it was. It was taking me in fun.
How was your walk?
It was nice.
So what's up with the album, Nick? You putting something together musically?
Got some tracks with Max tracks I gotta pick up.
Whatever happened to that one cat? The one cat we went to check out.
Bruce.
Listening party, Bruce.
Yeah, he. I mean, he's continually not bringing my writing back to me. I mean, he'll tell you the pyramids are 75,000 years old. Like he's got a timeline that goes back 75,000 years. He had the feds run in on him when he worked at Hasbro Games.
What?
Because he was working on some secret technology at the game company, and the feds came in on him.
What happened? They just fired him or something?
No. They just wanted, they came, got some secrets, got all the information, and walked out. I mean, that's what they did. I don't know anything like that in my life. And then he was telling me that, like, Egypt was like 75,000 years ago, and I was like, well, yeah, they got Jesus too. And he's just like, well, realistically, it would be like 75,000. I was like, how do you know? Like, he's like a bona fide time traveler. Like, he's like time travel, he's like time command, star command, central leader, captain, like the quadrant. Like, the guy's smart. I don't know if all this information is accurate, but he tells a good story. Like, some of the stories he tells would be good for film. I mean, they're like normal. They're within the scope of young directors.
So what are you doing with his music? Is he still pushing that same album?
Yeah. Anything going on? 5:38. 5:38. You want to call it that? Alright.